Hello, friends. Have you been enjoying the story of Jesus as much as my family and I have? We don't have many chapters left in the book, but I wanted to let you know that just because this book is coming to an end, you don't have to stop listening. Starting with Jesus has other listening programs that you will enjoy too. We have two brand new devotional podcasts for kids called The Seed Pod for Beginners and The Seed Pod for Kids. These programs will help children to start making it a habit to start their day with Jesus. Check out our website, www.startingwithjesus.com/seedpod, or click the link in the description below for more information. And now for the story of Jesus.
Hello, boys and girls. Welcome back to the story of Jesus. Yesterday, we learned that Jesus is coming again. Today, we are going to learn about a day that is very solemn. So, grab a fuzzy blanket and your favorite stuffed animal, because it's time to follow Jesus. This is The Story of Jesus by Ellen White, Chapter 31, A Day of Judgment. The day of Christ's coming is a day of judgment upon the world. The scriptures declare, "Behold, the Lord comes with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment upon all. Before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats." But before that day, God warns men of what is coming. He has always given men warning of coming judgments. Some believed the warning and obeyed the word of God. These escaped the judgments that fell upon the disobedient and unbelieving. Before he destroyed the world by flood, God commanded Noah, "Come you and all your house into the ark, for you have I seen righteous before me." Noah obeyed and was saved. Before the destruction of Sodom, angels brought to Lot the message, "Up, get you out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city." Lot heeded the warning and was saved. So now we are warned of Christ's second coming and of all the destruction that is to fall upon the world, and all who heed the warning will be saved. The righteous, as they behold Christ at his coming, will exclaim, "Lo, this is our God! We have waited for him, and he will save us." Because we know not the exact time of his coming, we are commanded to watch. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he comes, shall find watching. Those who watch for the Lord's coming are not to wait in idleness. The expectation of God's coming is to make men fear God's judgments upon transgression. It is to awaken them to repentance for their sins and breaking his commandments. While we watch for the Lord's coming, we are to be diligently working. To know that he is at the door should lead us to work more earnestly for the salvation of our fellow men. As Noah gave the warning from God to the people before the flood, so all who understand the word of God are to give warning to the people of this time. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. The people of Noah's day abused the gifts of God. Their eating and drinking led to gluttony and drunkenness. They forgot God and gave themselves up to every vile and abominable deed. God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart were only evil continually. It was because of their wickedness that the people of that time were destroyed. Men are doing the same things today. Gluttony, intemperance, untamable passions, evil practices are filling the earth with wickedness. In Noah's day, the world was destroyed by water. God's word teaches us that it is now to be destroyed by fire. By the word of God, the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. The people before the flood mocked at God's warnings. They called Noah a fanatic and alarmist. Great and learned men declared that such a flood of waters as he foretold had never been known and that it would never come. Today, God's word is little heeded. Men laugh at its warnings. Multitudes are saying, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the world. There is nothing to fear. At this very time, destruction is coming. Well, men ask in scorn, where is the promise of his coming? The signs are fulfilling. When they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them, and they shall not escape. Christ declares, if therefore you shall not watch, I will come unto you as a thief, and you shall not know what hour I will come unto you. Today, men are still taken up with eating and drinking, planting and building, marrying and giving in marriage. Merchants are still buying and selling. Men are contending for the highest place. Pleasure lovers are crowding to theaters, horse races, gambling halls. Everywhere excitement prevails, yet the day of probation is fast closing, and the door of mercy is soon to be forever shut. For us were spoken the Savior's words of warning. Take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and cares of this life, and that the day come on you unexpectedly. Watch you, therefore, and pray always, that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. To be continued. This chapter had some very serious thoughts. We need to be ready when Jesus comes, and we need to be giving our hearts to him daily. For our question time today, I'm only going to ask one question. Do you want to be ready when Jesus comes? And part of that question is, have you given your heart to Jesus? Will you give him everything you have? Your actions, your thoughts, your desires, and your future. You want to give that to Jesus so that when he comes, you can say, with all the millions of others who have chosen Jesus, that this is my God in whom I have waited, and he will save me. That's my prayer for you. And I hope that you make that decision today. We have another activity for you today, and you can actually download the whole activity packet of all the daily activities for the whole reading of the story of Jesus at startingwithjesus.com/the story. And don't forget to come back tomorrow for the last chapter in the story of Jesus.
This audio program was brought to you by A Place to Do Something and narrated by Ruthie Reeves. You can find more programs like this at www.aplacetodosomething.com.